Now, here's your host, Dave Wilson.
It's a game that is circled on the schedule each year. It's the battle for the bell. Now, last year, Marshall took out 3 years of frustrations on the Bobcats with that 44-14 declawing in Huntington.
A lot of people get involved to make what we do possible here on the Thundering Herd IMG Sports Network. And Sherry, let us know. I'm not familiar. I'm sure a lot of people aren't as familiar as they need to be with the program. And just what do people need to know about it? What's available?
Local in-home family education programs like Mountain State Healthy Families partner with families so children grow up healthy and strong, both mentally and physically. After all the excitement of pregnancy and birth has ended and parents find themselves home alone with a new baby, they can feel very overwhelmed. They look at that new little human being and say, wow, now what? They usually have so many questions going through their minds. Questions like, what do I do when my baby won't stop crying? Or, how do I know what he wants when he can't even talk to me? Or, how often should I feed her? What do I do when she has a temper tantrum? How do I know if I'm spoiling him? And how can I keep my baby safe? These are some of the questions that a home visitor can help answer. Visitors have extensive training in supporting families through the early years of child's growth and development. They customize visits based on the needs of each family, and they understand the importance of the parent-child relationship. They bring activities and information that help build on the foundation of love that the family has for their baby.
Well, can't think of a whole lot of things more important than getting these folks helped out when they need it. And, you know, everyone is right now thinking Marshall football and everything. The whole community is involved, and that means a lot of people at the ball games and listening in and so on are people who might need these services. So it's a good partnership, I guess, with Marshall Athletics and IMG.
Yes, and we're so excited. This is the first time that this has ever happened. We're really excited to be partnering with Marshall Athletics as we work together to create stronger communities for all West Virginians. We have a number of activities planned during the upcoming year, including broadcasting public service announcements, encouraging parents to be a champion for their children by being active and helping them grow up healthy, strong, and ready to learn. And we're really excited that in October we'll have a special social media campaign highlight the importance of fatherhood, which will culminate in a special on-field experience during the coin toss at the Marshall homecoming game.
All right. Well, how can people find out more if they want to get involved and make use of these services?
If you want to learn more about these services, you can go to homevisitwestvirginia.org to find out more about the programs and how they're partnering with families and locate their local home visiting program wherever they may be in West Virginia.
Sherry, thank you very much for stopping by.
You're welcome.
The Herd has headed toward its locker room for final preparations. It's the battle for the bell, Marshall at Ohio. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the West Virginia Home Visitation Program, partnering with families so children grow up healthy, strong, and ready to learn. When we return here on the West Virginia Lottery, Thundering Herd IMG Sports Network, you're going to hear from the coach himself. It's Doc Holliday right after these messages.
Time now to go inside the huddle with Herd head coach Doc Holliday. Presented by West Virginia Home Visitation Program. We partner with families so our children grow up healthy, strong, and ready to learn. To learn more, go to homevisitwv.org. Here's Steve Cotton.
Doc, battle for the bell, and that all by itself says quite a bit. Marshall and Ohio have quite a rivalry over the years.
Well, it is. I mean, I got great respect for Coach Solich and that football team, and they always play extremely hard and always play extremely well. So it's going to be a great challenge for us tonight. I know our fans are going to show up, and it's going to be a great challenge. We got to go play well.
Both teams have an opening win. Herd had the short week. You got the huge win, but the guys didn't even get as much time as normal to kind of enjoy and celebrate because it's all immediately thinking about the Bobcats.
Well, there's no question. It was a short week. It's a quick turnaround, but I thought our guys responded well. I thought we had a great week of preparation, and it's like I say, Ohio had a few extra days than we did, so we just got to make sure we play. We go play well and take care of the football and see what happens.
Yeah, you got the win last week in help. It was helped greatly by creating turnovers. You gave it away a couple of times. And week one to week two is always, you say, the big chance for improvement, and that's got to be one of the things.
Well, there are a lot of unknowns in that first game. You play a lot of young guys and a lot of guys first time start and all that. There's no doubt it seems like the most improvement a football team can make is from week one to week two. We got to make sure we do that as a football team. If we do that, we should be fine.
You not only played a new quarterback for the first time at Marshall, a lot of offensive linemen got in there, and three guys basically playing much for the first time, two of them really for the first time, and Selby moving to a new position.
Well, there's no doubt, and they responded well. I mean, I thought that front we played against a week ago was extremely physical, just like the one we're getting ready to play against tonight. So those guys are going to have to play just like they did a week ago for us to have a chance to win this game.
Well, as you look across the way at the Ohio Bobcats, the team wearing the darker green tonight, the Herd, you're familiar with these guys. You know what you're going to get.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, we've played them every year I've been here, and every year I've been here it's been a battle. So this tonight will be no different. We just got to make sure we play extremely hard. At the end of the day, I think we'll be okay.
Last eight times you've gone away from Edwards Stadium, you've been able to get the win.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And that's all about preparation, and got a great bunch of kids on this team that work extremely hard. We got great leadership, so that's going to take place here tonight.
Coach, good luck with it.
Thanks. Have a great evening.
Herd Coach Doc Holliday, Marshall and Ohio, the battle for the Bell. The Herd has it. The Bobcats want it. Moving ever closer to kickoff here at Peden Stadium when we come back right after these messages.
Like most parents, I want what's best for my child. I was a mom with lots of questions. I needed someone I could trust with a listening ear and a shoulder to lean on. So I signed up for my local home visiting program. They were here for me when I needed them the most, just like I will be for my baby. Home visiting programs partner with families so our children grow up healthy, strong, and ready to learn. Learn more at homevisitwv.org. Produced by Team for West Virginia Children. Funding from the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources.
Back at Peden Stadium. Today's broadcast is presented to you by the West Virginia Home Visitation Program, helping kids win one family at a time. Michael Birdsong takes the shotgun snap, gives the ball to Devin Johnson, hold to the right, 35, 40, 45, 50. Devin Johnson's in the open field, the 40, the 30, the Bobcat 20, at the 5, they hit him, and he runs over the safety, and he tumbles into the end zone. It's a touchdown for the Herd as Devin Johnson takes it 73 yards. Today's game presented to you by the West Virginia Home Visitation Program. Just as the Marshall coaches help the players succeed, local home visitors coach parents on how to help their children thrive.